Simon Brenny's on the line. He's Director of Legal Rights Project at the Institute of Public Affairs. Simon, good morning.
G'day, Neil. Good to be with you.
Well, thanks for your time. Is this automatically illegal?
It would be. I think the previous caller that talked about what the police did 40 years ago would probably be a little bit more difficult these days. I think the sentiment about swearing and these sorts of words has probably changed a bit. But having said that, there is still a law on the books in Victoria, the Summary Offences Act, Section 17, which does give the police a provision which they can use against people that wear these sorts of T-shirts or use this sort of language in public. In private, it's a different situation, but certainly in public.
And what would the police have to prove to get a conviction?
Look, they'd have to prove that the material, you know, the T-shirt in this case, was objectively offensive, or it was indecent, or that it used threatening language.
Well, there's no threatening language. It's indecent. Well,
no, but profane, indecent, or obscene language will count, as well as, you know, threatening, abusive, or insulting words. So you could certainly make the case that this is profane. Profane or indecent.
And has the fact it's sacrilegious got any relevance or not?
In the case of obscenity, it would play into whether or not this was obscene, so that's relevant, but certainly you sort of get them on, in this case, two counts. One is, well, it's used the C word, which it's clearly a profane word, and also is it obscene because it refers to Jesus.
See, I've heard, or is it sacrilegious? I've heard magistrates argue in recent years that using F words and C words to police is not offensive because they would have heard it before. Is it sort of danger you'd get in front of a magistrate with this and they say, well, no, what's offensive?
Well, but I think that's a bit of a strange argument to say just because people do it all the time makes it less offensive. I think, you know, it clearly is offensive. Most people would say that it is, and certainly in this context where not only have you got, you know, if you had to sort of classify various words, I think, you know, the S word and the F word are slightly below the C word.
And what's the penalty for this?
10 penalty units, so it's about a $1,000 fine.
Okay, thank you very much for that.